Thank you for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen, on Ram Radio Live, KBRT 740 AM, which is the biblical alternative. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. I'm always quoting that verse. Listen to it very closely today as I begin the show. But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you. Ask you what? To ask you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence. Well, I thought that I'd do a solo show today, and also I'm not going to take any phone calls today, and that's for a specific purpose, because I want to spend some time and talk with you about the way I do apologetics. I've been saying it over the years, and I'll say it again. I do it completely different from anyone else. I'm not trying to be like anyone else. And as you know, I don't waste this radio time trying to raise a dollar. You know how I pay for this radio presentation? Well, there's a meagerly group of individuals, and I don't mean that they're impotent or anything like that, but I mean that there's a small amount of individuals that have dedicated just a few dollars in their lives to send my way and so that I can put it immediately on radio. Well, that doesn't take care of these heavy radio responsibilities. So what I've done is I've taken on a second job as a pastor. And I think that that's important because when you do something for God, you don't necessarily try to make money for yourself, but you invest the money that you have in it for the sake of the good news. So I work and I teach philosophy, and the monies that I get from teaching philosophy, most of it goes into radio to secure that I'll be able to come on every week and share with you. Now, when and since I invest my life in doing this for God, I'm not doing it for John Coleman, because if you know anything about me, I don't have a big building, a big house. I drive a pretty nice little car. It's very comfortable. It keeps me comfortable as I make the trek from South Central Los Angeles all the way to Orange County to do the radio presentation here live, or when I go around and teach the Bible or teach philosophy. So I need a vehicle to get me there and so that I can get the things done that I have to get done. The Lord has allowed that to take place in my life, and I'm grateful for that. And in other words, I don't have to ride a donkey to get all the way out here in Orange County. Would you say amen to that? But I think that the issue that I'm going to talk about today, it's called proof two, because last week I gave you proof. I gave you proof that Fred Price was a heretic. I let you hear him in person, and I'm going to play the portion of the clip again because I think it important for me to do that, for you to hear his words. What I also tried to do is I tried to take you through radio in such a way and so that you can understand exactly what the person is saying. It's important for you to know that, because if you don't know exactly what the person is saying, you know, you're going to lose it. Now, the reason that I'm spending time on this is because the word faith heresies have taken over our church. You heard some of the wonderful callers that called in last week and expressed their knowledge of it. Didn't you find it absolutely strange that not one person called to defend Fred Price? Not one word faither. Not one person from the Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, Creflo Dollar background called to give a defense of their teachers. Not one person. Now, we had one brother called and said that I had not convinced him, but I think that with all of the evidence that I presented, and if that is not convincing enough, nothing will convince a person that a person is a heretic. And so what I'd like to do is I'd like to take the time today. First of all, I'd like to thank many of you that have been contributing to the radio ministry and you know, have made it possible for me to come on the air week after week and do what I do in a very unique way. I want to thank you for your gifts to this ministry. You know who you are, and I won't take the time of giving your names. I just want you to know that I am very receptive of those gifts, and I receive them, and you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that those gifts go towards paying for radio. So that's what I thought that I'd do today as I give you proof too. Let me continue and give you some of the quotes. yes, you are in control. So if man has control, who no longer has it? God. Now, that is a direct quote from Fred Price from a section called Prayer. Do you know what power is and how to pray? It was taken from the Word Study Bible in 1990, in page 1178. And now, since he has that printed in this Word Study Bible, which is a Word Faith Bible, this is heresy. God has never lost control. You people have to know exactly what you're listening to. Would a man that is saved make a statement like that? Don't be stupid on me. Now, let me tell you why I said don't be stupid on me, because I called a guy stupid last week that called me. Let me explain something to you people that don't know how this works. When you are making headway to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to elevate the kingdom of God, Satan has distractors. And a detractor is that individual that tries to detract you off of the course that you are on in order to bring confusion to what you're saying. This is what Satan does, and he does it very well. As an apologist and as a thinker, I know when these detractors take place, especially during a radio broadcast. When you hear me call someone stupid and hang up on it and repeatedly call them stupid, I am addressing Beelzebub. Now, let me address this issue, because Zerix and I were asked, were we the sons of a triune God? Well, let me be very frank with you. I know whose son I am. I am a son of John and Marianne Coleman. Now, when Satan called, I don't know who his mama and daddy is, but that's who I am a son of. Now, I asked the person to be more specific into, you know, what he meant, because that's what I heard him ask me. I heard him ask me who my parents are. His question was not only facetious, but he is facetious. And this is the way people that are in word faith or in cultic practices ask questions of Christians. I want you to be a little bit more specific when you ask me a question. And then before you ask me a question, please provide an answer as to why you're asking me the question in the first place. Now, when someone plays me like that or attempts to play me and does not give me the respect as being a pastor or an apologist in my community, I hang up on him. Now, let me deal with this, because in the 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 text, that verse ends up and it says, with gentleness and reverence. I just want to bring something to your remembrance here as we go on and do these studies, and as I go on and do talk radio. I want you to give a reference to the first century when Jesus was walking the streets. I believe that when Jesus was confronted, he did just not bow his head and give him some coy little answer. There's a couple of times when he went into the temple and basically whipped butt, right? He whipped him out of the temple, right? This Jesus that we have in our minds, and that a lot of people have in their minds, is this wimped out type of individual walking around begging for an audience and begging someone's pardon. I'm not a rude, aggressive individual that's lost my mind. I am engaged in a fight. I am engaged on the battlefield for God. I know that Satan uses power and strength, and I also, as a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, come with a certain kind of power. At times, this power appears to be over-aggressive. It is not. So I'll slow down today on the radio presentation, and what I'll do is I'll attempt to demonstrate to you as I calmly communicate where this man is in error. I want you to listen to the statement again. And then what I will do is I will explain unto you why this statement is heresy. I want to take my time with it. I don't want to holler. I don't want to talk over Zerix. I don't want him talking over me. I want you to take your time and slow down with me. and listen to this man's words. To start from the beginning part of the interview that I'm playing. Last week, I played this interview, and I think, let me share with you the background of the engagement of this discourse. It was years ago, I believe 1990, right before the riots, 1992, Jack Hayford of Church on the Way had invited numerous pastors to his church. They were going to take their Pray on LA to Fred Price's dome in South Central Los Angeles. They were meeting at one time at Lloyd Ogilvie's church, the Presbyterian church in Hollywood. It was Lloyd Ogilvie, Jack Hayford, and Ken Ulmer, and other pastors, and they had invited Fred Price to be the host building for over 300 churches to meet and to pray. Again, before the great riots, there was tremendous racial tension, and I recall while I was in the meeting that there were Korean pastors that were talking about coming together and working together with certain African-American pastors to alleviate some of the tensions that was beginning to boil up in our city. Now, that was a setting. It was a morning. I forget. I believe it was a Friday morning. I'm not sure. But I had received an invitation, and so I attended. What I did at that time is I took my film crew. At that time, I was on about 6 cable networks with the Olivet Discourses. We were broadcasting our teachings over 6 cable companies in the Southern California area. And our church had purchased some pretty fancy video equipment. And so we attended the Church on the Way with our cameras to record the entire situation, not necessarily to put on the airways, but to show to the people in the church that I pastored. Because many people have always thought that I was a little out of my mind by going overboard in broadcasting certain things. And so we took our camera crew and we drove to the Church on the Way in Van Nuys. We did get their elders' permission to bring the cameras in. They asked us why we had the camera, and I just told them that I wanted to broadcast this event. They looked favorably upon that, and true, my intention was to show the people in the fellowship that I was in South Central how the ecumenicalism takes place, how the blending of ideas, how the compromise begins. I'm kind of a unique pastor, I guess, because as I do ministry and I attend certain meetings like that, people always have a tendency to say things that they would not normally say if I were not there. It just happens that way. It happened when I had Evie Hill on my show, when we were doing a show on the Henry Lyon situation. Evie Hill made some statements that were just ridiculous. I also had Cecil Chip Murray of Fame, our first AME on, and he did the same thing. This man began to quote from the book of 3 Corinthians and other things, and people just have a way of, I don't know what it is. I guess it's the Spirit of God working through me, and when I look in their faces, I love them dearly, and they tell me the truth. Well, the same thing happened with Fred. I knew that if I had attended this meeting and confronted him, that he also would have to reveal in language that is so plain and clear that he denies the truth of God's word, and I had to record it. I mean, it's just something that I do. I know when I confront a heretic or my staff who is operating after we have prayed has done that, that kind of effect takes place. I'm taking my time with this, and so that you can understand. And to prove the fact, Zerix and I were speaking about that last week. We are the ones that procured the interview with T.D. Jakes to identify him as a modalist. That was my staff. As a matter of fact, the young man that you hear, all of these people playing these clips behind with T.D. Jakes, is a young man named Tamon Pearson, who at that time was a part of Into the Word apologetic team that had gone out and taken the interview with T.D. Jakes. He and Zerix were the two staff members that went to Ezawan Bookstore in Los Angeles here to secure that interview. T.D. Jakes' publicist said that he was no longer giving interviews.